This is the second part of our interview with Tim Thomas, the CEO of the Mountain Transit Authority, or MTA, which just began public bus transit service in Pocahontas County. Tim addresses some questions people may have about the MTA bus service, reveals a customer service they provide that is surprising, and gives us a hint about possible future expansion in the county. Tim, do riders need to have exact change to pay their fares when they board the bus?
No. Actually, there's a couple things we're doing. Right now, the driver will have some change. We would like to have exact change. That's what we're working for. Then we're also coming out with a new monthly bus pass. We haven't set the figure for the cost yet. It would give you unlimited rides for the entire month. You would have to buy a new monthly pass every month. It's strictly up to them how they want to do it. We will have some change there, but we are moving towards a cashless or exact change fares in the future.
Do you anticipate riders will take the bus to go shopping?
In rural communities, a lot of the need that you have there is shopping, medical, and work, of course. Basically, if you need to go shopping, the good thing about it is if it's off of a route, you just call and set that up every time you want to go. And we'll pick you up near your house or in front of your house, drop you off in front of the grocery store, pick you up in the grocery store, and we'll even help you put the groceries on. That's one thing our system does.
I never thought any transit company would offer that service.
The point that I want to make is we're here for the passenger and we're here to help this community.
What are some other benefits to having a public transit system in the community?
When people look at public transportation, look at the economic benefits. It helps people become more healthy when you have access to medical. It cuts down on the overall higher cost on the medical when you have access to jobs. But if you need to go anywhere, public transit, MTA, Mountain Transit Authority, is here to be your general public transportation provider. If someone will call us and say, hey, I've got this type of transportation need, we will try to tool it to better serve you, if all possible.
Tim, right now the service seems limited. Do you have plans to expand the bus service in the future?
We have to start small. This is just tip of the iceberg that I feel that we could actually do here. We are going to look at going out into those other areas like Hillsboro. We're looking at even going to Greenbrier County once or twice a week to wherever you need to go down there, Walmart per se. That's something that we're going to look at in the future. But we actually need to get the ridership here started. People need to let us know what they actually need. The first year is a pilot project to see what will work, what the needs are out there before we actually come in here and finalize everything. But yes, we are looking at the outer areas to provide more service into the future. We need to know what the needs are.
Tim, is there anything else you'd like to tell the public?
We really want to thank everybody for their initial support of being allowed to bring us back in here. Just hop on board and get behind public transportation, and we're here to service you. If you have any questions, call us at the office, 304-872-5872. And I think once you start riding public transit and see what it's all about, you have a better community with public transit involved in it. Thank you.
So you might want to write that telephone number down. I'll give it to you again, 304-872-5872. Because it looks like it could become a very important number for transportation needs in Pocahontas County. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.